Welcome back to New Rockstars. Is Gamora a variant fugitive being hunted by the TVA after Endgame, according to Loki's timeline logic? Who else ain't where they're supposed to be in this cinematic multiverse? What about that Flurkin? The goose is loose! This is Rogue Theory, the show where we pitch the wildest theories for the nerdy titles that we love. I'm Eric Voss. Going rogue with me today is the man who puts the ass in the man in Mastertainment. MT, don't deny that you're an ass man. I see the way you look
at
this. Oh man,
I am a major ass man, dude. I live as an ass man. I'm just an ass in general. Just kidding. No, it's true. But no, major ass man here. Gotta love a good posterior.
Also with us, writer, actor, good friend of the show, Marina Mastros.
Hi! Also an ass man, incidentally enough.
Woo! Ass man squad! I'm just making gags now.
That is the thing we all have in common. comedian and host of the Mass Effect Adventum podcast, Matt Acevedo.
Yay! Hey, and I am also known as America's ass man.
It's the ass effect, bro!
Completing that trinity of assman jokes, Matt, you start off with a golden rogue.
Yeah. Nice work,
got a genuine
buddy.
Laugh out of me. Guys, we gotta ask, why is Gamora? Because Loki director Kate Herron confirmed that Steve Rogers did create a branch timeline with Peggy Carter at the end of Avengers Endgame, and thus would have probably been a pruning target. I got a whole other video coming out tomorrow that's gonna explain how that makes sense, and if it does, and the cool implications we can draw from that. But it does confirm a suspicion many of you have asked us about since Loki episode 1, other possible variants in the MCU, specifically Gamora. Remember, in Avengers Endgame, her 2014 self traveled with the whole Thanos crew to the present day, and all of them dusted away, but not her. She switched sides and was last seen walking away while everyone else took a knee to pay respect to Tony Stark. That was in a deleted scene, but I consider it canon, because why not? That should have happened, right? So, was Drax asking the right question from the beginning? Why is Gamora? Is the TVA actually hunting her? And beyond Gamora, what other variants do you think could still be loose in the MCU?
I think the TVA is definitely hunting Gamora, because she's definitely a loose factor. Like, she's not supposed to be in, what, 2023 now? Like, she's from 2014, yeah. And she's in 2023. And so I think that, you know, with He Who Remains being now gone and now not a factor anymore, that the TVA could actually go after this Gamora, who is not supposed to be there, because the person who's running the show is no longer there. So I think Gamora could be a really big target for the TVA.
Yeah, I think the question that a lot of us still have after Loki is, what exactly are worthy Nexus events that break people into these branch timelines? Is it their mere existence out of whatever their proper sinking of a timeline? Or is it the fact that their timeline will inevitably lead to a Kang? I'm inclined to believe the latter, but like, can we make any arguments of how Gamora's existence in the modern day might lead to a future scientist, Nathaniel Richards, discovering time travel?
I mean, just the fact that she has access to technology that we don't at that time, and that she no longer has any loyalty to the characters that she used to, right? Because this person is a different person. She does not give a shit. She's like threw up two fingers and bounced, right? Canon, right?
I have to wonder if, like, you know, the Endgame writers and directors say that, like, Thanos' team must have reverse engineered all these PIM particles from this one vial that they got, and that's how they were able to transport an army of thousands of them to the present.
Right.
But, like, so if they did that, couldn't we argue that maybe that spare Gamora has some PIM particle tech on her, and now that is in the present of whatever science wizardry that the Black Order constructed, that could have led to some, that could have been like, what's it called, the Skynet claw of the T-800 that was there, Cyberdyne Systems used to create Skynet and T2.
I mean, we just see her leaving the scene in Endgame, in the final battle. We don't see her leaving the planet yet, right? So we could assume that she did go in and look through the wreckage for those PIM particles. I think Gamora is like, I think you're right on the money. I think she is a key variant that is not supposed to be here and is causing a plague to the rest of the timeline. But I also, there's like, I think this opens up so many possibilities just to so many different characters that could come back. You know, for example, I think in episode one of Loki, we saw what looked like Peggy Carter, right? And I think that because of Steve Rogers going back, I think Peggy Carter might you know, be coming back into the MCU in some way as a variant. But and then on the fan version of me, what I really want is like, I want Killmonger to come back because I think Michael B. Jordan is so good. And there was a timeline where like, say he does get the throne. He is like, he gets like the upbringing that he gets and he does become the Black Panther. I think that'd be really cool to see.
Matt, you bring up a really interesting proposition there because this is why I'm so excited to watch What If, right? Because we know we have two episodes that touch on this. We have Killmonger saving Tony Stark and we got T'Challa becoming Star-Lord. Both of which present likelihoods that Killmonger could go on a different path. And it just makes me wonder, are there going to be any of these loose ends that are later brought back into live action? Because I think the idea of it, it's this show still opens to the Marvel Studios title card. Jeffrey Wright, as a Watcher, is considered MCU canon. Even if each of these stories are What If Elseworld stories, there's enough possibility that these loose ends might tie in and we could have a variant Killmonger.
I want that Killmonger from the What If Killmonger saved Tony Stark from the missile to be like a variant in the MCU by the end of What If season one, because that'd be great.
Yeah.
Will they let me pay money?
I think so. I think Marvel will take your money. I think that's the whole...
They'll take your money before you even know that you're paying.
Can I just say, I love the mystery of what's going to happen next because it's so open. It's such blue sky right now. It's like, what the heck are they gonna do? So I'm just like, as a fan, I am just thrilled at the possibilities and I get really excited and I love comics and it's great. I'm so happy.
Yeah, dude,
I'm
so happy. The best. Yes. It's the best. Like being at the beginning of a new saga and then like basically a new phase sort of at the beginning. It's the best. It's anything could happen.
I wanted to ask you guys about this idea of a possible Rocket variant because we saw in concept art that someone at Marvel's like, hey, let's get Rocket in the TVA. So even if that didn't happen in Loki, that is a character that someone at Marvel wants to explore that possibility. It might just be because it is kind of an ADR character that they don't have to put the actor on set. It makes it a bit easier to work around that. But characters like Groot, like Rocket, do we think that there's some other kind of variants of those that are bumbling around the MCU?
I kind of think that it'd be really cool to see classic versions of Rocket in maybe like the 2008 comic book look where he looks a little more like a big old mustachey kind of Rocket, or even but it might even be a variant because I know in like Scotty Young's comics he did like there was like a clone. I might be wrong exactly on this, but I think there was like a clone Rocket that and they had like a really great conflict. Like I definitely think we're gonna see more Rockets though, for sure. The opportunity is too good to not do.
Mine's very stupid. There has to be one where it's just one second of a cut to and it's just Bradley Cooper, like that's the version of it where it's just
Bradley Cooper, but he has the cat CGI, like that it's version of Rocket.
It's his persona.
We don't like that version. Oh god,
it's like I think that there are, in terms of variants of Rocket and Groot, there probably are a ton of them that the TVA has pruned throughout the years just because of how crucial Groot especially is to the overall story that Kang seems to want to tell with this sacred timeline loop. Because Groot, he took down Ego. He sort of basically took down Thanos in a way because his arm was part of the axe.
He was there.
And adult Groot in Guardians 1 helped save Xandar in that final battle. So Groot is a very huge figure, I feel, in the universe. Yeah. So Groot at the very least, and also Rocket, because Rocket was also instrumental in all those moments as well. So I could definitely see them veering off slightly, like taking different choices, like, oh, what if Rocket decided to use a different kind of bomb to destroy Ego or something like that.
I mean, right now with What If, it's almost kind of a overwhelming luxury of possibilities that we now have, because like they can just animate anything and anybody into it and say like, oh, well, it's not going to come back. But I'm specifically curious to see if we'll see like live action approaches to this. And I'm curious about Natasha Romanoff, right? We finally get this Black Widow movie. There was this weird moment in Avengers Endgame where Natasha didn't know that her father's name was Ivan.
But
she knew that her mother was searching for her, but like just didn't know. You would think that she would have been able to track him down. It's just weird that like Red Skull knew about her father, but she didn't. Just one of these loose ends that the Black Widow movie did not address made me think that there still might be a future of this character. Is it possible that Scarlett Johansson comes back in the MCU as a variant of Natasha Romanoff?
I mean, I hope so. She, I know like a lot of people were sort of upset that Black Widow did certain things and didn't do other things, but I really enjoyed it. I super enjoyed it, actually. Mm. Like the whole time I was just like, yeah! Because it's so fun. It was. It's just like, it's super fun.
Were you in theaters or were you at home? Just like,
I was at home. I was at home because I have Disney Plus, so I was just like screaming by myself. But yeah, and also like, I want to see what else she's capable of. She was basically the most super version of her human self in that. Mm. And I know there's other versions. I want to see other variants where maybe she gets powers, or maybe we see her have different skills. Like, I want to see her more. And also like except for Hawkeye, because he just shoots arrows, let's be honest. But like, she's the least capable, again, because everybody has powers, but like, Hawkeye is just gonna stay at the bottom of the list. Erica, oh, I know you Clint. Have. I know. Eric has Vision at the bottom of the list roasted. Always, but
not anymore. Not after WandaVision. Oh, I love okay, Vision
good.
Now.
Good.
Yeah. I love Vision. Vision's always been my number one boy. He's just a nice boy.
Really? Number one, MT? Yeah, come on.
Okay, like, come on.
Steve Rogers was my number one, but like, Vision's just so nice. He's a kind man. I've always
he
loved
is,
him.
He's
not a man. Boy. He's a robot.
Synthesoid man, okay?
Synthesoids.
Do you guys think that Peter will be have variants in No Way Home? Do you think he's going to have, sure. like, those are going to be like, the rumors of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, those are going to be variants or something?
Yeah, I mean, if they bring in alternate Peter Parkers, I believe variant will probably be the word they use for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Loki's kind of given us the lexicon of that.
Yeah. Right, this is such a luxury. Like, they can just wallow in all the possibilities.
Just swimming in brew.
And then we also have Aaron Taylor Johnson, of course, coming up as
a good argument. Is Ralph Boner a variant
of Quicksilver? No, he is. I think he's straight up a variant of Quicksilver. I think that's what they were setting up in WandaVision, and that we're going to see that
because we don't know that guy's real name.
Right.
Ralph Boner was his name in the Hex. That Hex was still up at that point.
Right.
So all of them had different names outside of the Hex. That would have been weird if his name was Pietro Maximoff. I'm just saying, there's questions.
Yeah.
No answers. No, yeah, I think there's all kinds of possibilities there. Specifically, we know Captain Rogers, right? We're going to explore variants of him if Chris Evans comes back in the MCU. I just think the question will be, which of these will be just limited to what if? Which of these will be hypotheticals that stay in our headcanon? And which we'll actually see?
Right.
Yeah.
And I they have such a ripe opportunity here to bring in people who are variants of each other, or say that someone is a variant of someone else. Like, I would love to see the Fantastic Four established as like a historical group of superheroes in the 60s of the MCU who maybe died off or disappeared, and then the ones we get in the MCU are variants from another timeline.
Ooh, cool.
Ooh, fun.
Because otherwise you don't really get to explore their history. I don't want the Fantastic Four to have an origin story in the modern day.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to have existed because they are a fun, retro, goofy group of people.
Yeah.
Who, you know, turn invisible, stretch around, light on fire, you know? So I want to see them in the 60s.
Yeah, and there's a bunch turn of rocks. Rock. Yeah.
Well, let us know in the comments below which character you think might be a variant or should be turned into a variant, and what are the variants of characters that we might see in the MCU. But for this conversation, Matt, I got to give you the point for the Killmonger variant.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Matt is crushing it.
He's getting them Robux. He's getting them.
Thanks,
He's
guys.
All over it.
Matt's
I'm excited to catch you in for the reward. At the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah.
Well, you got some more questions that we need answers to about the TVA. But first, this is the last week to grab yourself some Loki-inspired merch over at newrockstarsmerch.com. Several sizes and styles have already sold out. MT grabbed one of them, so you got to grab the rest. They're going to be disappearing soon, like they got sent to the void at the end of time.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Was the void at the end of time? The void was right adjacent to the end of time.
I like don't understand penultimate before
the temporal geography of Loki's very
the waiting room of the end of time.
Now, go grab yourself some latest obsession shirts, a Loki Gator sticker, or a Mobius on a jet ski shirt. So you're so support for new rock stars at newrockstarsmerch.com.
I'm sold. I'm going to buy one right
now.
That
was awesome.
Hey, and while you're at it, we got some other people who we would appreciate if you supported financially. Thanks to Hawthorne for sponsoring this episode. It can be a little too easy to drop your personal care routines, but with your personalized grooming kit from Hawthorne, it's even easier to stay on track. Hawthorne is a premium grooming brand that tailors your personal care routine to your unique profile. First, you take their quiz. They ask me things like if I have dry, normal, or sensitive skin, and I said, that's none of your goddamn business, but they said, no, we're trying to help you, and I said, oh, thank you. I'm sorry I got so defensive about it. Sure, I have dry skin. It gives me all kinds of conditions and grumpiness, and I respond that way to quizzes sometimes. They said, we understand. We're going to take care of you. They also asked whether I get puffiness under my eyes. I said, do you watch New Rock Stars videos or just listen to our podcast? Because I think you'd have the answer to that question. Well, it was super easy, and they made me think about other stuff I don't often contemplate, about life. And about whether I really actually care about myself if I let myself look the way I look sometimes.
Eric, no.
What? No, in a good way. I'm not talking about that Los Angeles superficiality where we care way too much about how we look. I'm talking about holistic approaches, like putting on pants when you take the dog out to pee.
Pants?
It's not just a crime. It is a moral crime to let yourself go like that. So I guess my ideal body wash would be exfoliating. Thanks for asking. I could have just cut right to the chase there, but I went somewhere. Thanks to Hawthorne, I got an essentials bundle with all the products tailored to my body type and lifestyle. I got some great smelling cologne, some body wash I really like. I've got some compliments on how I smell. Hawthorne gives you free shipping on your order and returns. And with their subscription options, Hawthorne makes you never run out of your essentials. Life is complicated, obviously. Hawthorne keeps it simple with a short study-backed quiz that matches you with your perfect grooming kit. Looking your best has never been easier. Take Hawthorne's quiz today and get started on your personalized self-care routine by going to hawthorne.co and using promo code ROGUE to get 10% off your first purchase. That's Hawthorne, HAWTHORNE.co. No M! Promo code ROGUE. Hawthorne.co, promo code ROGUE. All right.
God damn it.
Also, thanks to Upstart for sponsoring this episode. Look, if you're carrying a credit balance month after month, it can feel like you're in a never-ending cycle of debt. Like when Lady Sif kept kneeing Loki in the groin in a time loop. That's how you're bank account feels.
It's
accurate. Upstart can help you make that final payment so you can get ahead. Upstart is a fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment. And those 500,000 people, they're the best people in the world. Upstart knows
they've never committed a crime.
None of them. Upstart knows you're more than just your credit score and is expanding access to affordable credit. Unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate for your loan, because you're more than just a credit score. Well, with a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan, because I know you need your money fast. One business day, guys. Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Damn.
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/rogue. That's upstart.com/rogue. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit income and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/rogue. And thank you to ExpressVPN for sponsoring us. We all like privacy. We all need privacy. It's not spelled out in the Constitution, but it is a fundamental right. But we all deserve some privacy while we're surfing the internet. ISPs like Comcast or Verizon, they know every single website you visit. They talk about it. They judge you. They write it down in their little slam books about you. And they can sell that information to ad companies and the tech giants, who then use your data to target you. With what? I don't even want to get into that. Bad stuff. Those creepy, hyper-targeted ads for the product you Googled or just talked about out loud with your friends. Not really. It's just you're the type of person. There's a whole algorithm. Lots of algorithms that are keeping information about you. Either way, it's just the tip of the iceberg of that stuff. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. A tube.
Secret
so
tunnel.
So people cannot peep in on you and your online activity. Not saying that you should be ashamed of it, but... you know, we do shameful stuff and no one needs to know about it. ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET, Wired, and The Verge. It works on your phones, on your laptops, even your routers. I don't know how that works. I thought router was just like a water filter, but I don't understand technology, and it works on your routers, trust me. So everyone who shares your Wi-Fi in your home can be protected. All the perverts you're inviting over for game night are... get it off scot-free. So, I just love how easy ExpressVPN is to use, folks. You just fire up the app, you click one button, and I'm all set. And I like the things that are too simple for me to mess up, you know, because I mess up everything. I'm a failure, just stumbling from one catastrophe to the next. I'm between disasters, as I like to say to my therapist, who says, you're between therapists now, too. And, it's just not something that takes too much time, ExpressVPN, or active thought on a daily basis, which is perfect for me. So secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/rogue today. That's ExpressVPN.com/rogue. And you can get an extra 3 months for free, baby. ExpressVPN.com/rogue. You're going to need those extra 3 months. You're going to thank me for those extra 3 months you got for free. Jump on this deal. Keep the lights on here at New Rockstars, because soon I'm going to be fired. And how are you going to get that extra billion views on your breakdowns then, New Rockstars, huh? Huh? You need my insanity. You need it. Anyway, Eric's having a breakdown, so it's time to the ball to the other side of the court. You guys.
Those are three excellent ad reads. Well done.
I love when you sound angry.
I don't mean to be angry. I'm sorry. Insanity sounds like anger to me, but really it's joy.
It's great.
We were all afraid, it's Eric. Joy. We were all just...
it's Amy Poehler at the controls, not Lewis Black.
Yeah.
But they sound like each other because they started doing impressions of each other and they forgot how to turn off that switch. They're always doing nice bits down there. Well, the TVA, guys. Big old grain of salt here.
Right.
But we here at New Rockstars have our sources, too. We like to pretend like we're scoopers. We just have friends who think that they're more in access of the studios than they really are, and they pass things on to us. And I say, oh, this must be what all the scoopers are doing. They just have a friend who's a freaking PA at Marvel Development and thought they heard something in the break room. And then now they're a source in a stupid conspiracy theory that I get tweeted at 12 times a day. Anyway, we got one of those, too. And our deep throat told us, psst, psst, something gross that I'm not going to repeat. But then he also told us, psst, psst, hey, the TVA might show up again in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, before Loki season two. And we said, no one's going to believe us. We've made it our whole message not to spread this stupid bullshit that's unconfirmed. And then we thought, well, we need a second topic for Rogue Series.
Well, we need content.
I got other ones that I want to use for blue screen videos because, you know, and then I thought, no one sticks around to the second half of Rogue Theory anyway, so we can say whatever we want here.
Yeah.
But I want us to kind of crazily speculate on where do you think the TVA will appear next in the MCU that's not Loki season two?
You know how the there is a court system in the TVA, right? So if you commit a crime, you get tried. It's a kangaroo court. You know, there's not much. You're going to get sentenced. It's not very fair. So however, now that He Who Remains is no longer in the picture, maybe the TVA's court system is going to change and they're actually going to have to function like a real court. So who is a superhero and also a lawyer?
Detective Batman. Stabler.
She-Hulk,
yeah. Well, and also Daredevil, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
For right now, forget about him. So what if, you know, in the process of like, maybe people are going out and being pruned, maybe they're being dragged back to the TVA. And so superheroes could be coming to She-Hulk and going like, I not only need someone who understands super stuff, but I need a lawyer, like a straight up lawyer for time court to represent me. And I think it would be super funny if, and also just like interesting and also just, she is a good lawyer. Like she does good work. Yeah. So she can be green or gray or whatever. And she's still being a lawyer. I think it would just be really great. Even if it's just like a one-off, like little funny clip, but you could really put it in almost any show. Cause you could put anybody who's being dragged into the TVA. She could show up to be helping them, or in her series, someone could just pop in and be like, I'm getting taken away by the TVA. I need your help. And then,
I love that idea of turning the MCU onto a legal axis. You know, it's fascinating. The TVA does not abide by any English common law principles. Loki did not have a defense attorney representing him. He didn't waive his right to a defense attorney. Mm-hmm. They don't have freaking habeas corpus. Well, I guess they have habeas corpus if they put him in on trial. You know, they didn't do it without him, with him in absentia. But, like, imagine a Scopes monkey trial debate, like the Clarence Darrow versus William Jennings Bryan, who, like, talked about evolution. What if they had, like, a great debate between the CVA, between the TVA's best orator
Well, the timekeepers are gone. There's John nobody Sigal to say Walters. How the courts should run now. So, you know, why not? Like, maybe they just argued their way into getting defendants now. And they're like, well, there's no timekeepers to tell us we can't. Okay, yeah, I guess let's do it.
No, there's actually precedent for this in the comics. Because in the issue that introduces the retcanon to the comics, it's She-Hulk on doing time court stuff. So, like, they can actually do that. So, like, that's a really good rogue theory.
I like that idea.
That's really fun. Idea.
All right, but where else? Where else could a TVA time door suddenly open up when we didn't expect it to?
I think the next phase of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is our main, the sacred timeline, royally screwing everything up. And because I got to put my producer hat on, because not everyone has seen Loki. And Loki is a key part of the next phase of Marvel, right? Mm. And because not everyone has seen it, you still have to present it in a digestible way for normal audiences. So I think they got to go through with the Thanos approach, and we're going to get post-credit scenes are going to be some sort of TVA thing. It's going to be a little yummy. We're going to build it up. We're going to get the people who don't watch, aren't the hardcore fans like us, on board, so that they can be like, oh, this is just like that Thanos kind of thing, and build our way up to them. So I think it's going to be the next series is us messing with the timeline. Almost every post-credit scene is going to deal with the TVA, maybe heavily more with Ant-Man 3, since we're dealing directly with Kang, apparently. So I think it's going to be building to that, and Kang's going to have a heavier presence with the TVA. But up till then...
So you think we got Shang-Chi coming up in a month. You think we're going to have a post-credit scene with the TVA there?
I do.
Woo!
I mean, that's the way to get him on board.
Crumbs,
you know, leave the little trails, get
yeah.
caught up with us. You know,
I disagree that I do think more people have watched Loki than most of these other Marvel shows. But you are right; not everyone's a Disney Plus subscriber. Yeah. I know because I have dumbasses who are like, "How are you spoiling Black Widow?" It's like it's been out for 2 weeks. Clearly, you don't consider it worth your time or money, so yeah. you don't have the right to complain to me about spoilers about it. You asshole, support the thing, and then, you know, whatever.
Well, also, don't follow you if you don't want spoilers. Like,
that's
exactly.
true.
That's
you know,
insane.
No one's allowed to complain about spoilers anymore. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. There was some idiot writer for AV Club at some point who listened to the studios. I have a theory that spoilers are a form of oppression. That it is... It is gatekeepers in comics who believe
yes.
that there is one way to fan.
Yeah.
And on the opening hours, they say, oh, you want to watch and talk about this right away? Shut up. Don't talk about it until I have seen it. That is a form of gatekeeping. So
yeah.
no, spoil everything and then just don't go on Twitter if you're worried
yeah.
about spoilers.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
like, just this is just like my philosophy for life, man. It's pretty great. You know, the journey is the destination, y'all. It's cheesy as hell, but it's true,
yeah.
man.
What the hell
Enjoy
does
the
that
ride.
Mean, Matt? That doesn't apply to what we're talking about. You can
yeah.
drop in here with your chicken soup for the soul bullshit. Shit and try to tie it together.
Mm,
what do you
so
mean by that?
Fortune cookies, Matt.
Ooh, yummies. A little yums.
Ooh, oh, spoilers, whatever, man. How do we get there? That's important.
I love how me and MT immediately supported Matt, and then Eric was like, F you. We were like, yeah, buddy, yeah, for sure. And Eric was like, absolutely not. Take that
Never.
Shit out the door.
Yeah.
no,
Matt,
but,
you are right, though. I think we're going to start seeing some, it's kind of like how we had scroll post-credit scenes, like another scroll post-credit scene
yeah.
in WandaVision. They're going to do that with the TVA,
yeah.
too. I think you're
yeah.
right.
Oh, yeah. I think that, you know, especially, again, with Shang-Chi, I think we might actually see the TVA pop up during the course of Wenwu's super long life, because Wenwu is a very long-lived person, I feel. It seems through the flashbacks. So
yeah.
uh-huh.
if he's been around for a while, they might be like, hey, what are you doing here? Like, what, you're not supposed to be doing this. And he just fights them off with the Ten Rings and they just run away. Because like,
we just asked what you're doing here.
Ow, ow.
Oh, stop ow, it. Ow. Jeez. We're just wondering what those Ten Rings were. They just look really nice. Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
nice ring.
But no, either that or the Eternals, because the Eternals,
yeah.
again, is
That's
over
what I
the
thinking.
Course of thousands of years.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they could
yeah.
just pop up and be like, oh, you know, let's just do this way, Eternals, instead of that way. It's like, oh, okay, we got you. Because like they work on behalf of a cosmic being, so maybe the Eternals know that the TVA exists. I don't know.
Yeah, the more I think mm-hmm. about it, like there's starting to be these little mental links that I'm forming. Like not only is He Remains or some Kang is obsessed with Ancient Wonders of the World, the fact that we had two of them in the Void, we're going to get a third one in Eternals with the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that there's this Sphinx in the Void, and like Kang, one of his forms is Pharaoh Ramatut, and I think we'll be visiting ancient Egypt in the Eternals. That the Eternals have all this random crap. They have like, don't they have the, not the Ark of the Covenant, they have the Holy Grail.
Oh.
They have like random stuff in their treasure box that feels like something Kang would like... Just there's a lot of these weird parallels that makes me think, oh, maybe we'll see a Time Door show up in Eternals.
I think it's the most likely out of most projects. Well, there's Quantumania, but like either Quantumania or Eternals, I feel, is the biggest
yeah.
one for the TVA.
Oh, I think Quantumania is a guaranteed that we're
yeah,
going to see
absolutely.
Kang and TVA elements. Mm-hmm. The only thing that like leads me to look away maybe from Eternals in terms of a possible TVA connection is just the tone of it. Like,
right.
it might break the tonal reality that Chloe
yeah.
Zhao seems
yeah.
to be going for in Eternals, which I guess is, like, historical... I don't
magic.
Know what that tone is. Looks cool?
Yeah.
yeah.
Pretty landscapes?
Cool. I think, you know, that's a really good point, because it would sort of break up what Chloe Zhao is doing, but, like, maybe a post-credit scene when the movie's
yeah.
over. It's like,
yeah, at that
right,
point, no one cares.
Now, yeah.
like, that's true.
Now
yeah,
like,
cartoon,
the art
whatever.
Is over, now it's time for more Marvel setup, you know? It's
That's
you know,
true.
I don't know.
That is true. Yeah.
yeah.
I want Time Doors to show up everywhere. We're
Ooh.
Having Skrulls show up. I want Skrulls and Time Doors. I want
yes.
Skrulls coming in and out of Time Doors showing up everywhere. Let's mix peanut butter with chocolate there. Let's go nuts.
I want the last battle
wanna...
with Kang to be portals, but with Time Doors, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to, like, you know, like the Scooby-Doo, like, trope where, like, they just keep running across the hall to different doors?
Yeah.
I
oh yeah,
for
yeah.
Time Doors.
yes. We should have already had that. The fact that we didn't get that in Loki, we should be in the streets writing right now. Let's see. Marina, I'm going to give you a point for She-Hulk chief prosecutor in the TVA trial.
Thank you.
MT, I'm going to give you a point for bringing up Eternals as a likelihood. Yeah, I do like that idea.
Very good. Very,
very nice.
And then I'm going to give you half a golden buck, Matt. Because I like your idea. I just I wanted you to already have locked and loaded a post-credit scene ready to go. And he really threw me with that chicken soup bullshit. Whatever that was. So I deducted half. I think it's fair, though. You're still in the lead. You're still probably going to win all this because you're on fire today, my friend.
And Matt's crashing.
I can't extinguish those flames as hard as I try.
Oh, no.
Nobody can.
Oh, no.
No, no. Leave him.
Thank you.
Let him burn. Oh, here we go, guys. Rogue questions time. With Disney's Jungle Cruise film premiering today, we get another entry into the movies based off Disneyland Rides universe. So previous entries, of course, include Pirates of the Caribbean, The Haunted Mansion, and The Country Bears. So pitch me the next likely blockbuster film based on any ride at a Disney park.
Thunder Mountain, baby. It is the next big, you know, they explore the pirate genre. They're going to capitalize on the Western genre. It's going to be about some sort of treasure that's located at this magical mountain that no one's found yet called Thunder Mountain. And it's going to follow some, oh my gosh, Tim, what's his name in a Mandalorian who always plays a cowboy? He's going to be the main. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. He's going to be the main character, and he's going to have a really fun crew of characters that are like probably Josh Gad's in there as comic relief, you know, and throw Emily Blunt in there. Throw her in there too. Ooh. You know, and she's like a smart like she's the archaeologist or whatever. And like it's kind of like a Western version of Indiana Jones, but with Thunder Mountain as like the main thing. Yeah.
I'm all about it.
I love the energy, everything about the presentation, man.
Opening weekend right there.
Thunder Mountain is so good.
I'm gonna choose the only Disney ride that I know. It's a Small World After All. And just, you know, have it about, you know, about small people.
Yeah, what's it about? Tell me on the concept.
Maybe it's like an Ant-Man, but a Disney Ant-Man. I don't know. And like you're on a river.
What?
I don't know how that ride is.
You go around the world on a river, and there's little dolls from different countries who sing at you.
Mine's a horror. Mine's a horror movie.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it's about the main character is this woman, and she's so hungry, and she's like, "What am I gonna do? I'm so hungry." And then she's like, "I'm gonna go to this hot dog cart," and she buys this hot dog, and she takes a bite, and she's like, "Wait, I don't know what's in it." Goong goong goong, and then it's just Disneyland hot dog cart. You don't know what's in it. That's it.
And Josh Gad's in it.
Josh Gad's in it. Yeah. That's it.
I'm sorry, guys. You all got it wrong. The correct answer is the Hall of the Presidents.
Oh, no.
The worst.
Imagine
one.
A president team up
the
movie where all
one.
The presidents were together.
No.
It's going to win. It's going to be like Lincoln. It's going to look like a kind of movie that wins Oscars, but then people are going to be like, not this year.
No.
Not
this year.
I like that that's based off the ride, not off of presidents.
It's just a ride.
It is. That's just if no one else is in the room and the Lincoln one just gets going, you know? Like, oh, great.
Fucking
he's talking about Pythagoras now and how all things being equal to each other are all equal to God.
No.
And then Adam Driver's like, I'm in this movie?
Yeah.
And he's shirtless and sweaty.
Yeah. Well, that High goes pants. Without saying. It's Adam Driver, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a given.
I would hope so. That's how we sell
the
tickets.
Well, that's the end.
God.
Of Rogue Theory this week. Matt, you're our winner.
Yeah.
Good job. Great theory.
It
theories.
Was a team effort. We did it, guys.
No, different. It was all you. You did it. You alone fixed it. Good job, Matt.
Go buy
everyone else
from
was
Tony.
Trash. Only you were good.
Yeah, we suck.
Thanks, man.
You killed it, buddy. But of course, MT Marina, you were also here.
Yeah, we
love you.
This is true. We were here.
We were so here. Matt's
I'm rise. Kidding. You guys were great.
Nah.
I love talking nerdy with all of you guys. Yes. It's been a lovely episode. One of my favorites.
Yay!
So be sure to follow all three of these lovely people. Marina Mastris, Matt Acevedo, MT. Find them on social media. Tweet them nice things. Show them some love. You can support this channel by checking out all that merch I talked about earlier at newrockstarsmerch.com. Follow me at EA Voss. Follow New Rock Stars. Forgive me on Twitter. I seem grouchier on Twitter than I am here. It's just because, here's the secret, folks, everyone's grouchier on Twitter than they are in real life or anywhere else.
It's true.
That's
it's not
true.
The person's fault. It's Twitter's fault. Burn down the tech social media companies, but not YouTube. Yeah. Not YouTube, but burn the rest of them down.
Yeah.
Anyway, subscribe here on YouTube. See you next time, fuckers.
Bye.
Oh yeah.